Good morning. It is almost 8:25 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning in the studio, I have Jeff Budd representing the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and I have Trish White representing Sitka Sound Science Center telling us about some events that are coming up this week. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, Holly.
We do have some excitement this weekend. Should you start, Jeff?
No, you start.
Okay. Whose event comes first?
Well, actually, the Sitka Sound Science Center's event comes first, and it's all on Saturday, though for both organizations, we're having a bit of fun and a bit of fundraiser. And so at 5 o'clock at the Sitka Sound Science Center, we're doing the unveiling of our new arrival. And I think people might know what that new arrival is, but they haven't seen it yet, and we are so excited. It's a baby killer whale. And so we're turning this into our second annual black and white event, since that's what killer whales are, black and white. That's from 5 to 7, tickets available at Old Harbor Books. And then from 7 to 9, we're continuing the evening with
The Sitka Classic Showcase, which is a fundraiser for the Sitka Summer Music Festival. There's too many S's in there. So it's our first time, our attempt to do this, and it's a classic showcase in the sense that classic in a lot of different ways. There'll be classical music, there'll be classic blues, there'll be classic folk music, there'll be classic country, there'll be some classic acts, and there might be a few classic surprises, and we're asking people to dress in whatever they consider classical attire. And that'll be at the Chicoquan Nakahiti Community House, and tickets also are at Old Harbor Books. After that event, there'll be a reception at the Stevenson Hall on the SJ campus, which is a building that the music festival is hoping to buy and will be the headquarters. And so it's a fundraiser for that building.
And, you know, it's always classic black and white. So, I mean, it's amazing. Did you two...
With serendipity.
Perfectly coordinate this?
Well, no. You know what, Jeff? Gosh, he is the busiest guy I know. And we sort of just thought, hey, you know, you look at the community calendar. Thank you, Raven Radio. You look at the community calendar and you think, okay, what's going on today, and we sort of both came up with the same date, and then that just sort of made sense. Why don't we do this together and have fun? And it's been a lot of fun, and I think it's just going to be an exciting evening. There's a lot to look forward to. The unveiling, a little food, some beverages, and then go over for some music, and then you'd make the triangle back to the SJ campus and go to Stevenson. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
It's a party hop.
Yeah, exactly.
And I like the connection, because there's all the different players on the campus are hoping to work and collaborate more. So this is just another effort in that sense. So
and
it'll
that's
be exciting.
That's ahead of the curve, because that's when the 4-Acre Group and different organizations come down and say, there are a lot of players here. You all need to collaborate and work together. And as Sitkins, I think that seems really natural. But now we can say, look, we have connected the dots.
Yes.
And we'll probably keep doing it.
We'll definitely keep doing it. He's a lot of fun to work with.
No, besides. They're a lot of fun to work with.
Oh, my goodness. A love fest. Everybody gets along.
That whale's going to be really cool. Because I got to go. I was at the high school just by chance. And the special effects people that came up to do that were in there working with students, and it was pretty cool to watch them, what they were doing.
It is.
And you both volunteer, serve on boards, very active. I mean, you're constantly fundraising, and you both have similar missions. I mean, both the Sitka Sound Science Center has a capital project.
We do.
So you have the Sage covers. Building, mm-hmm. And Sitka Music Festival has the Stevenson Hall,
mm-hmm.
And you're not competitive.
Oh, gosh, well, not in Sitka. No way.
No, we need to work together.
We do need to work together. For one thing, there are so many wonderful people that are involved and donate time and money. And you need to, as we know just here with Raven a couple weeks ago, you just need to know that we appreciate all the support and in whatever manner can be done. So we live in a pretty awesome place.
We do, and your fundraising events are always lots of fun.
We're looking forward to this.
I like
this.
That
it'll
was
be
a
fun.
A good one, a fund fundraiser.
Yes.
Absolutely. So once again, yours starts
5 to 7, and tickets, Old Harbor Books, $35, will get you in the door with some beverages and some food, and also the big unveiling of the new arrival.
There's status with your event. Very good.
Yes.
And then we go over to your event.
Yes, ma'am. So that'll be 7 and 8:30-ish at the community house. And tickets are $5 for kids and seniors and $10 for adults. And it goes to the Sitka Summer Music Festival's Campaign Capital Committee.
And then everybody walks back to the campus?
Or drives, yeah.
Or drives.
And to the Stevenson Hall, and there'll be refreshments and things there.
Terrific. Well, I'd like to thank my guests,
Jeff and
Trish White, telling us about the events. Thank you.